It's Friday, June 8th, AD 2018. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. American pastor Kim Hak-song recently explained how he shared the gospel while in a North Korean prison until he was released last month. Song taught rice farming at a North Korean school started by Christians. He said he was detained for his prayers, but was spared torture. He spent his time in prison praying, confessing his sins, and even getting to share his faith with an official. Song's Christian convictions remind us of how the prophet Daniel prayed despite the king's decree. Daniel 6:10 says, "Now when Daniel knew that the decree was signed, he went home. He knelt down on his knees 3 times that day and prayed and gave thanks before his God." U.S. missionary Jeff Woodkey was kidnapped in Nigeria, Africa in 2016 by an Islamic group with no news on him until this week. On Monday, Nigerian President Muhammadu Isufu said Woodkey was alive, noting that they were working on creating the conditions for his release. The group Jews for Jesus has been leading a Behold Your God campaign for 18 years across cities with large Jewish populations. On Monday, the Messianic Jewish group announced their 200 staff and volunteers reached thousands of Jews in Jerusalem recently, with 58 Israelis saying they wanted to follow Jesus, and over 1,700 Jews saying they wanted to learn more about Jesus. Romans 10:12-13 says, "For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek, for the same Lord is Lord of all, bestowing his riches on all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved." The murder of unborn babies is a crime carrying life imprisonment in the British territory of Gibraltar. However, pro-abortion groups have been pushing to legalize abortion there after Ireland held a referendum in favor of such killings. But a spokesperson for the territory recently told the Gibraltar Olive Press that they have already dealt with liberal issues like faux homosexual marriage and would not consider legalizing abortion. President Donald Trump appointed pro-life OBGYN Dr. Diane Foley to the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services on Tuesday. Foley will oversee Title X family planning funds, historically used to support Planned Parenthood, but a recent Trump administration policy would cut such taxpayer funding to the abortion giant. Foley has also served as Director of Medical Ministries for Global Partners of the Wesleyan Church. Americans are increasingly supportive of immorality, according to a new Gallup poll on Monday, compared to last year. More Americans support the moral acceptability of divorce at 73%, homosexuality at 67%, pornography at 36%, and polygamy at 17%. Support for abortion has flatlined at just over 40%. Paul wrote in Romans 1:21-24, "Although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God. Therefore, God has also given them up to uncleanness in the lusts of their hearts to dishonor their bodies among themselves." California has been dealing with droughts and wildfires for years. California recently became the first state with strict water efficiency standards. Governor Jerry Brown signed a bill limiting indoor water usage to 55 gallons per person per day by 2022. By 2030, the limit will be 50 gallons. The Turkish church is a despised minority in their own homeland, and weary at that. The Andrew Brunson case has brought to light more of the abuses our brothers and sisters in Christ are facing there. Stay tuned for a Worldview special report from International Christian Concern on why the church in Turkey needs our prayers right after the newscast. And finally, officers with Miami, Florida's Opa-locka Police Department recently found a homeless family of 6 living out of their car after falling on hard times. Sergeant Michael Steele decided to take the family out to breakfast. Then, the police department and the members of the community pitched in to give the family a temporary home along with a good car. The mother said, quote, "I am very thankful. I feel very blessed," end quote. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Friday, June 8th, in the year of our Lord, 2018. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. Time now for a Worldview Special Report by Emily Swanson. I'm Adam McManus. In the most recent developments from Pastor Andrew Brunson's case in Turkey, it has come to light that one of the so-called secret witnesses that testified against Pastor Brunson has testified against other religious leaders in Turkey. According to International Christian Concern, one witness that would have testified for Andrew Brunson was not allowed to testify. But the secret witness that testified against the pastor is known for threatening and blackmailing several others in the Turkish church. The Worldview spoke to Claire Evans of International Christian Concern, who wrote about the case, saying that this secret witness is a serious reminder of the heavy opposition the Christian church faces in Turkey.
The implication is more for the church at large. It's a warning that the government has chosen to use as a secret witness someone who has a history of harassing and legally persecuting the church. And so, in a sense, it almost gives a sense of validity to that. I think that this revelation, unfortunately, will have any positive impact on Andrew Brunson's case. It does have a very serious impact, perhaps even a long-term concern and effect of the consequence of the Turkish church. So we need to be concerned for how it's going to affect the Turkish church.
Evans said that the way the government responds to abuses against Christians has opened the door for more persecution.
Everything in Turkey is very, very complicated, particularly when it comes to the government and how it may or may not be involved in the persecution of Christians. Legally, Christians exist in a very gray area, and there's no clear guidance on what is allowed and what's prohibited when it comes to Christians interacting in society and how others might interact with them. So that does open the door to persecution from their fellow neighbors or community members who might have some reason why they might want to harass the church.
Evans said that because of a lack of clearly defined protections for Christians, it's not always clear whether or not the Turkish government is endorsing the persecution.
It's not always clear. Is this situation happening because the government is endorsing it, or is it happening because of culture and community, or is it something else?
Evans said that an added challenge for Turkish Christians is that when they convert, they are treated like foreigners.
Christians in Turkey are considered foreigners. They're considered not Turkish. And that is a very deep pain that is felt by the Turkish church, that they, even though they were born in Turkey, they've lived their entire lives in Turkey, just because they choose to believe in the cross, doesn't make them any less Turkish. And that does get reflected into how the government treats them. And so there is a lot of stress that comes alongside that, unfortunately.
Evans said that the Turkish church has endured the most harassment of all the different ethnic groups in Turkey.
The Turkish church would consider themselves a very harassed church. They're weary. They're very, very weary. And Turkish Christians make up less than 1% of the population. Almost all of them are recent converts. So it's a first-generation church. It's led by people who were former Muslims and who usually within the past decade had at some point converted. And that, of course, when a Muslim converts, it's a huge deal within his family unit, within his community. It has very big implications on how he can interact with his neighbors.
Evans said that the Muslim converts face accusations of being, quote-unquote, against Turkey for becoming Christians.
To convert and become a Christian also has this nationalistic feeling to it, where people might accuse them of being against the country that they were born in, the country that they love, and in many cases, the country that they will go and defend. It's a painful situation for the Turkish church. They're harassed on all sides.
Evans reiterated that these Christians still love their people, even though they are not loved by many.
This is their country, and they love it. They feel like they are second-class citizens because of that.
Pray that the Turkish Christians will not grow weary in well-doing, knowing that their treasures are being laid up in heaven, where moth and rust cannot corrupt and thieves cannot break in and steal. May our prayer for them echo the words of Paul found in Philippians 1:3-5. I thank my God every time I remember you. In all my prayers for all of you, I always pray with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. This has been a Worldview Special Report. I'm Adam McManus.